He's not called me and you to just wash out or go outside and wash everybody's feet as they come in. Or wash everybody's feet. You know, take your shoes off, wipe your feet, we'll wash them, and put your shoes back on before you go out. No, that you missed it if you think it's all about your feet. It's all about your walk with Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Apply Within, a verse-by-verse study of the Word of God with Pastor Bob Davis of North Country Chapel. We invite you to join with us as we, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, apply His Word within our own hearts, as we study line upon line, precept upon precept, verse by verse, through the Bible. We see the significance of Jesus washing the disciples' feet as our study of John continues in chapter 13, verse 12. Here's Pastor Bob.
Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Peter said, "You're not going to wash mine." Jesus said to Peter and to all of the disciples, including you and me, He said, "You don't understand right now what I'm doing, but you will. You will. You'll grasp it. You will understand it." Because Peter said, "You can't wash my feet. It's wrong. You're my Lord. The Lord doesn't do that." Remember that Luke tells us that the 12 in that upper room, the night that Jesus was betrayed, the 12 in that upper room were arguing again which one of them would be greatest when they got to heaven. In the kingdom of heaven, which one is going to get the most rewards? Who's going to be the most important? Who's going to be the greatest? Now, we do the same things. We just do it without the same words. We just, we're able to say things like, "I see old poor so-and-so struggling. We better pray for him. You see, I'm doing good, but oh, what's his face? He's struggling." Hey, we're all struggling. It's just sometimes we think we're not struggling like they're struggling. And so be careful. After Jesus' grace has cleansed us all from sin and saved us from judgment, saved by grace through faith, He showed them by washing their feet, He shows us how He watches over His own. He keeps their feet clean, you and me as well, as we go through this defiling, filthy world. We're washed in the blood of the Lamb, but we're walking through a lot of yuck, and our feet get dirty. Dr. Ironside says this, "When we are cleansed by the precious blood of Christ, we are washed all over once and for all. That never has to take place again. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." And that is, it cleanses us continually so that we are always clean in that sense. You're just as saved today as you were the very day you got saved. But now, knowing we're washed in the blood of the Lamb, He that is bathed, he's showing Peter and you and me, all of us, He's bathed, does not need to have his body washed again, but his feet washed. Feet, our feet speak of, metaphorically speaking, of our walk with Jesus. We're saved by grace through faith, but as we walk, we're walking through garbage and yuck and ugly. True? So he that is bathed does not need to have his body washed again, just his feet. Reread, "He will keep the feet of his saints." You'll find that in the Old Testament. "He will keep the feet of his saints." I like that. So every time I fail, you fail as believers. Do we? Yes, we do. We are to go to our Lord and say, "Lord, my feet are just kind of dirty. I got to confess this." 1 John 1:9, remember? "Cleanse me now by the washing of the water, by the word." Think about it. When my heart and conscience have been defiled, what do I do? I let the Lord apply His word. We stay in the word. Remember that? We stay in the word. We let God bathe us in His word. You break open your Bible and you spend some time. Whatever time works for you. Nobody can tell you morning, noon, evening. Nobody's going to tell you the most perfect for you because you have a schedule that is not like mine at all. I only work Sundays. So your schedule is different. So what works for you, do that. When my heart and conscience have been defiled, what do? I let the Lord apply the water of his word. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're forgiven. Yet we walk through this world. Peter, he said, you don't understand what I'm doing. And Peter says, well, then if I want to be in fellowship with you, so give me a shower. My head, my hands, dump the water on me. Jesus said, no, when you're clean, you only need your feet washed. Because we do get dirty, yucky, don't we? Do this. Yeah. Not on purpose. It's not like we head out for it. Maybe it is sometimes. You got this stinking, rotten attitude, and you get out there just with a bad mood or whatever. Think about it, everybody. We want to stay in the Word. You're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Not because you're being good all day, every day, and you finally are doing it. No, through this world, you're going to walk, and you're going to see stuff you shouldn't see. You're going to hear, watch news. You're going to hear things you shouldn't hear. And it seems like there's not too many Americans that cannot say good morning without using descriptive adjectives and expletives. So let's take up from that, and let's go to verse 12. So, after Jesus had washed their feet and had taken his garments, put them back, you know, he dried himself off, took his garments, put them back on, and sat down again. He said to them, know ye what I have done to you? Do you understand what I just did? Is what he's asking. Verse 13, you call me master and Lord, and you say, well, for I am, or he says, so I am. It's true. I am your teacher and your Lord, God, Messiah. I am the, you call me master and Lord, and you say, well, it's good for you to do. We should continue to call him that. Have you noticed, and I don't know if I paid much attention to it, but it just kind of struck me, how often do the disciples, those who really love Jesus, how often do they call him by his first name, Jesus? Go back and look and see. They call him Lord. They call him Master. We're calling him Jesus all over the place. I hear people pray, sweet Jesus, Lord Jesus. And I noticed that his disciples call him Master and Lord. Does that mean something? Got to somewhere. Think about it. You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for I am. If I then, your Lord and your teacher, your Lord and your Master, have washed your feet, you also must or ought to wash one another's feet. If I do it for you and you're calling me Lord and Master, then you should be doing the same thing to everybody else. For I have given you an example. I just set a standard. I just set the example that you will live by because I am your Lord and your Master. I am your teacher and your Lord. Because I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Well, what did he just do to them? He washed their feet. How many of them? 12 of them. All of them. Every man in that room. To include Judas. Jesus washed their feet. And he says, I have given you an example, verse 15, that you should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, verse 16, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Put it all together. You see spiritually what he just taught the disciples, and we are his disciples, so you see spiritually what he just taught us all, and now he's making sure the example sets in so that we begin it with others. After Jesus washed his disciples' feet, all of his disciples' feet, the ones that loved him and the one that didn't. The ones that believed and the one that faked his way through. Jesus loved them all. See, that's what love does. We all maybe want it to be an emotion, but love is what you do and you don't do. That's how Jesus loves us. How does he feel sometimes by the way you and I are acting? Doesn't make him feel great, does it? Does he still love you? Absolutely. He will always love you. In fact, he always has loved you. And me too. After he washed his disciples' feet, including Judas' feet, Jesus had taught them a major lesson in kingdom living. A major lesson, and an example, he calls it, in the kingdom of God. He sat back down at the table and he asked them, "Do you understand what I have just done?" And they're looking at him because they're clueless. "Not sure, Lord, not sure." "You call me teacher, master, and Lord, and you are right in doing so." Why? "Because I am your Lord. I am your teacher." If you love your Lord and your teacher, and if your Lord, your teacher, has washed your feet, then you certainly got the example. And so you and I, the disciples, should wash one another's feet. It's just so simple, you wanted to say something else. It's just that simple. There's no way to misunderstand what he's teaching us here. "I have given you," literally, "the example. So do this for one another." It's an example that we should apply, but it is spiritual, not physical. He's not called me and you to just wash out or go outside and wash everybody's feet as they come in. Or wash everybody's feet. Take your shoes off, wipe your feet, we'll wash them, and put your shoes back on before you go out. No, that you missed it if you think it's all about your feet. It's all about your walk with Jesus Christ. It's all about my walk. It's about our walk. That's what he said to Peter. "You don't understand right now, but you will. You'll get this, Peter." And now he says, "Here's the example." It's a spiritual example. He uses a physical way to do it. Your feet. Do you think, Christian, do you think Jesus is saying to physically wash everybody's feet? Jesus is not establishing a new ordinance for the church to follow. You get that, don't you? Many churches have it as an ordinance in their fellowship, like almost a sacrament, as the Catholics might say. You, I hope, see, this is not talking about our feet. He is not establishing a new ordinance for the church. And many churches, I mean many, still today, do what they call foot washing ceremonies. They do foot washing ceremonies. You see them at weddings. You see them at men's retreats and women's retreats, foot washing ceremonies. People are missing Jesus' point entirely. It's a great thing to wash somebody's feet. But do you understand what he's talking about? It's got nothing to do with your feet. Ephesians chapter 5 gives us our marching orders. And then a little more than halfway through gives us roles of a husband and a wife. And so let me read Ephesians 5. Let me read verses 25 through 27. You're probably familiar with these, but listen to what the marching orders are. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for the bride, for the church, that he might sanctify and cleanse it. What is it? The church. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That's what Jesus is talking about in chapter 13 in the upper room. He's talking about the word of God. He used an example of washing feet to show you that our walk, we go through some dirty stuff. And so we need to stay in the word. And we need to lovingly wash one another with the word. That's what Jesus is doing with his church. That he might sanctify and cleanse the church by the washing of the water by the word. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish, not even dusty feet. By God's grace. He's teaching his disciples, that's you and me, and 11 of those guys in that room, that we should serve each other and help one another by constant fellowship over the word. You've heard us talk about fellowship as we go through verse by verse, and you've learned, I'm sure, you probably remember, that we can sit and talk about football. That's friendship. We can have breakfast and talk about the moon and talk about politics or talk about, but it becomes fellowship when you're talking about Jesus Christ and when the word is going forth. You get together and somebody will say, I was reading in the book of Job, and Job said, God hangs the earth on nothing. What does that mean? And we start talking about, what does that mean? Now, we're washing each other's feet. You know, by the washing, by the word of God. You're washing people's feet. You get together and they say, I'm having struggles. I'm struggling and at work and I'm not sure what's going on with me. And you say, you know what? Let's pray. You pray and you say, this verse just comes to my heart, you know. Trust in the Lord with all. And you just give them scripture. You're washing their feet. As they're going through this world, they're struggling some and you're helping to get the dust off. Make sense? We should serve one another and help one another by constant fellowship over the word. If one sees his brother or sister growing cold, or even growing more worldly, which is possible, right? Can't Christians do that? Don't we all at times get ourselves a little out of sorts? Do this. Yeah. Maybe you don't like to talk about it, but yeah. If one sees his brother or sister growing cold or worldly, that individual, you should lovingly exhort them from the Bible. Wash their feet. Serve them by the washing of the water, by the word of God. You can give them great advice. Ah, this is what I would do if that was mine. Here's what I would do if my boss, that may help. It may not. May get them fired much more quickly than you think. But usually the word of God brings a peace in there and it dusts their feet off a little, right? Look what Jesus says. Truly, truly. Meaning, this is the absolute truth. If our master, our teacher, the word means teacher when you call someone master, rabbi, teacher. If our master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus, humbled himself, stooped to minister to us, to wash our feet spiritually, we are certainly no greater or better than our master. We must all do the same. Jesus sent us out to do these things he's teaching us. Here's the example. This is how it's done. And now we go forth and we do that, right? Well, you know, we are quick, much more quick than Jesus, to put people in their place with Scripture. Or say, I'm noticing that you're kind of like a loser today. That always is a good way to start it, because at that point, we're all wanting to hear what you got to say. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're Christians. Yeah. But I will go back to the law. Now, I'm not taking you back under the law. I just think it's good to hear some of these words. Listen closely. Leviticus 19. I'm going to read verses 17 and 18. You say, why are you reading this? Because Jesus told us to do what he did to us. He told us to do that to everybody else. It's the example he set. You don't understand. You're not going to wash my feet. No. You know, if I don't, you can't have the real pure fellowship. Well, then give me a bath. No, you're clean. It's just that your feet get dirty. Your walk sometimes is a little rough. Okay, so you got it all. So why are we talking about this? Well, Leviticus 19, verses 17 and 18. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. You want to mark that down? You want to underline it or mesmerize it? You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. What does he expect us to do with one another? Love each other. That's what Jesus is doing to them. He could have said Judas and said, you don't know why I'm doing this, and you're a weasel too, and I'm mad at you, but I'm going to wash your feet just because I'm supposed to. That's not the heart of Jesus. He would never do that to Judas. He would wash his feet because he loves him, because he wants the fellowship that Judas could have. But Judas doesn't want it, and that's up to Judas, right? You can't beat someone up and make them love Jesus. It doesn't work. You can't do it. And we just learned what? You shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of God's people, of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Jesus quotes that. And some young lawyer type doesn't want to love everybody. So, okay, well, who's my neighbor? And Jesus took care of that very well, didn't he? The parable of the good Samaritan. A hated Samaritan loved somebody, did a kindness because that person needed it to live. And he did it. And Jesus said, there's your neighbor. Whoever is in need is your neighbor. Now, listen, love thy neighbor as thyself. And who said it? God said, I am the Lord. These are God's spoken words. Love. Now, that's got to sound familiar to you and me, right? As Christians, love. God's word points out that it takes. Now, I'm talking about Jesus, but I'm also mentioning Leviticus so you understand. Notice that God's love is what it's all about. Love your neighbor as yourself. How much do you love you? I'll tell you, as soon as you're cold, you say to everybody, is it cold in here? Why? Because self is cold. Hey, you guys hungry? Why? Because self is hungry. You know when you're hungry way before anybody else does. So don't worry, you love you. Am I looking a little chubby? See, you love you. I thought that was a good thing. People say it's not. Chubby. Well, listen, God's word points out that it takes much love and much grace. Notice, it takes much love and much grace, and Jesus has it. And now he tells us in him, we too.
Thank you for listening to Apply Within with Pastor Bob Davis. Apply Within is the radio outreach ministry of North Country Chapel. Our Sunday morning Bible studies are at 9 and 11 a.m. We also have a Friday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. and a Monday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. You can download today's message in its entirety at northcountrychapel.com/studies. That's northcountrychapel.com/studies. If you would like a copy of today's message, write to us and ask for the message with today's date. The address is Apply Within, 2281 West Celtis, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854. Or call us at 1-800-572-8851. That number again, 1-800-572-8851. Our mobile app is available for iPhone and Android. Download it to listen to full-length studies, watch the live stream of our services, or to find out more about church events. If you have been blessed by the teaching or have prayer requests that you would like to share with us, write, email, or call us as well. Please join with us every Monday through Friday as we study together verse by verse on Apply Within, sponsored by North Country Chapel. God bless you.